I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by former Secretary of Transportation Rodney Slater under the Clinton administration. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be on your show.
Let's talk about what you're up to now. You're involved in an organization called Driving America's Future. You're the chair and the voice of the organization, and it's looking towards conservation of fuel.
It is, and it seeks to really help the broader community come to grips with the fact that as a nation, we've got to wean ourselves of foreign oil, and we have to look at alternative fuels. We have to look at the development of alternative vehicles. And frankly, we've got to communicate with decision makers, both at the local, state, and national level, when it comes to addressing policy issues that could impact the automotive industry, but also because of the leadership role that the farming community is playing in this regard, the farming community as well, as the nation deals with its energy independence needs.
So that everybody is on the same page. We know that the coalition is made up of several national organizations and some locals as well. The national include the American Corn Growers Association, not to be confused with the National Corn Growers Association, America's Independent Truckers Association, and General Motors. You are talking about policy this week. There's a great deal happening with energy policy in Washington, D.C., as it deals with H.R. 6 and the CAFE standards. Those are the corporate average fuel economy standards.
Right.
I think they're at 27.5,
yeah.
And they're looking to push those higher. Tell me more about it.
Yes. The Congress is, in fact, engaged, really, as we speak, Todd. They're trying to finish a major energy bill in the House before they recess for the August recess. And they've just decided, though, that it's not likely that the CAFE issue would be a part of that debate in the short term. But clearly, when they come back and they try to reconcile the House bill and the Senate bill, which has a CAFE provision, this will definitely be a part of that discussion. You laid out the definition of CAFE. And your listeners should know that it's a standard that's been around now for about 30, 35 years. It was established in the mid-70s in response to the oil embargo at that time and also the resulting high fuel costs. Today, we face a similar challenge in that we've got turbulence in parts of the world where we depend on oil, whether that's in the Middle East or parts of Africa. And we've seen a spike in gasoline prices. We've also got something that we didn't have in the mid-70s, and that is a recognition of the growing concern about climate change and carbon emissions and the like. And so the country is really coming to grips with how it has to reconcile its energy needs with its security concerns, be they energy security concerns or economic security concerns. And again, the Congress is very much involved in this debate. It is true that the CAFE standard today is about 27.5 miles per gallon for passenger vehicles and 22.2 miles per gallon for light trucks. The Senate bill would increase that amount to 35 miles per gallon by the year 2020. The Senate bill would also combine the regulation for light trucks and passenger cars, meaning that they would both, even though they're quite different in construction, be governed by the same standard, which is not what current law is. Current law recognizes the distinction between the two vehicles and notes that light trucks have to be a bit heavier for towing capacity, cargo capacity, and really used by a lot of farmers and many, many individuals across the country who need that extra strength, towing capacity and cargo capacity. And so the House bill that, again, is not going to be considered at this time, but one that is supported by Driving America's Future, is House Bill 2927. It's a bipartisan measure. It would also raise the CAFE standard, but would do so over a slightly longer period of time so that the automotive industry could continue to invest in alternative fuels. The second thing that would be a difference is that it would maintain the current law when it comes to having a separate regulation miles per gallon standard for light trucks and for passenger cars.
And it would raise it and over a longer period of time. What's the period of time?
The period of time, it's really not much longer, Todd. It's actually 2022. So it's just 2 years longer than the Senate bill. But again, a significant increase. We say that it's an aggressive increase. It is, and it's bold. But it's balanced because it does allow the automotive industry to continue to invest in the alternative fuels. And again, I think that states like Illinois, Kentucky, my home state of Arkansas, Missouri, and others can really play a lead role when it comes to the development of alternative fuels. And I've mentioned Illinois. I should mention Indiana as well, because there are a lot of biofuel facilities that are being established in both of those states, and I know that you've got listeners in both of those states.
Are we at 35 miles to the gallon on the cars and 32 on the trucks in this bill? Is that correct?
Well, it's no lower than 32 and no higher than 35.
So your suggestion here is that this is gives the auto industry a little longer to put these things in place.
Exactly.
Is it also the fact that it gives the farm community, the agricultural community, more time to develop its side with efficiency for use of ethanol?
Well, and that's true, because what we're trying to do is to get farmers really to, in their crop rotation and as they think about their own use of valuable acreage, we want them to invest more in corn, wheat, soybeans, and some of the other products that can be used for ethanol, wheatgrass, switchgrass, I'm sorry, sugarcane, and the like. And also, I do think even here, over time, we will be able to get a better yield from the acreage that is currently being used and would be added. But we've just got to do a little more work. And I'm really excited about our institutions of higher education being involved in this effort, our labs working in partnership with the auto industry. And this industry itself is spending in the neighborhood of $16 to $17 billion annually on research and development. And a lot of that is in partnership with universities. And I know that you're connected with the University of Illinois, and I know again, that there's a lot of focus on the Illini bioenergy effort that is underway and hopefully will be fully in production soon. So I do think that the extra time would be most helpful to the farming community as well as to the automotive industry as well. But it's not an open-ended deadline. It is still a significant deadline. We're being very aggressive here. But not overly so, as is the case, we think, with the Senate bill that's currently before the Congress.
And former Secretary Slater, we appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye-bye. That's former Secretary of Transportation under the Clinton administration, Rodney Slater. He is the current chair of Driving America's Future. I'm Todd Gleason.